Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. And about 3 years ago, I had a Northwestern Medicine thoracic surgeon on the air with me. He was talking about a lung screening for smokers. I didn't know anything about it. Well, today, that same doctor is back on the air with me, a thoracic surgeon over at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Sam Kim. Dr. Kim, I just want to thank you for enlightening me and changing my life.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm great. First of all, like I said, I wanted to thank you. You came on the air. You talked about this lung screening for smokers and former smokers, which I knew nothing about. I went and got one that year. I have since quit smoking. It was a year in July that I quit smoking, and I am scheduling my lung scan for later on this month. And I just want to thank you for filling us in on this. Listening right now, if there's a smoker or former smoker, what does that lung scan do for them?
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, it's a fantastic that you have stopped smoking and then you are on screening. Kudos to you for having the courage to do that. You know, the November is the, you know, I don't know whether your audience know or not, it's a lung cancer awareness month. And, you know, over 230,000 Americans each year are diagnosed with lung cancer. Of those, 130,000 people die each year. The incidence-wise, about 1 in 16 Americans will die of, will get diagnosed with lung cancer, which means that, you know, I don't know if your audience, you know, they're taking a bus today or not. You know, somebody in a half-filled bus, one of the person will be get diagnosed with lung cancer. So it's a very prevalent disease, yet under-recognized for whatever the reason. And so it's very important, you know, if you have a risk factor for lung cancer, to get this screening CT scan, because, you know, if you're able to detect the lung cancer early, the cure rate for the lung cancer goes up dramatically high, up to even high 90s. For stage one cancer. But if you're not diagnosing the cancer early and becomes a more bigger or spread, then your cure rate goes down to 20-30%. And so that's why it is so important, just like in a woman getting a mammography for breast cancer, it is very important for people with a risk factor to get a lung cancer screening program.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on, because you really changed my life. I didn't know about a lung scan. And I'll be honest with you, you and I spoke about this. When someone is a smoker, a lot of people roll their eyes and go, well, you know what, you're smoking, you're probably going to get lung cancer. But we don't deserve that as smokers. And so the key is to get this screening. Most insurance plans cover it because it's preventive. Is that correct?
That's correct. Medicare covers it, so that means that all the private insurance will cover it. Matter of fact, the U.S. Task Force on Lung Cancer sent out a recommendation for those adults over 50 to 80 who has a 20 pack years of smoking history, or those with who are a current smoker, have quit within 15 years, are qualified to get a screening CT scan. So important thing is that if your physician is not not offering the lung cancer screen CT scan, I think that you should ask them, that tell them that, you know what, I have these risk factors. I think this is something that the U.S. government is recommending. Your primary care doctors or any other physician will be happy to order these screening CT scans.
And we only have about a minute, but since I was going to make my appointment at Northwestern, I looked you up, and there's this new surgery that's going on where you can actually find out and treat lung cancer at the same time?
Oh, that's correct. So, you know, I see a lot of patients come to me with a lung nodule, suspicious for lung cancer, and we try to provide the care as fastest manner as possible. But for majority of patients out there, what their experience has been like is that they find that through chest X-ray CT scan, they have a lung nodule, then they'll get referred to a specialist, which takes 2 weeks, and then that specialist will once again order a biopsy, which takes a few weeks. And then they confirm that they have a lung cancer and then go to a person like myself, a surgeon, which takes 2 weeks, and then ended up getting operated and spend the hospital, you know, 3 to 5 days. The whole journey process takes over a couple of months. And imagine the psychological difficulties,
yes,
you know, logistic problems the patient and family is going through. So what at Northwestern, what we offer is that a patient comes to see me for these lung nodule, and we would schedule a one-day, if it's a very suspicious nodule, one-day visit where a patient comes to the operating room. We do the bronchoscopic biopsy to get a tissue confirmation. And then if it's indeed lung cancer, we do the surgery right there. And then, you know, I guess a third of our patient will go home even same day.
Look at that.
Dramatically change from what conventional management of these lung nodules. Imagine 1 day from tissue diagnosis to treatment and going home in 1 day, opposed to several months. So I think that's best for the patient, both cancer-wise and then their family and everybody's involved.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and I wanted our listeners to hear about this. Listeners, you can speak to your doctor about getting a lung scan, a lung cancer screening. He's Dr. Sam Kim, thoracic surgeon over at Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And I have to thank you for just not judging a smoker. You were like, oh, it's really hard. I understand it's hard to quit, but I did. And I used the 4 milligrams of Nicorette gum, orange flavored, and this thing called a harmless cigarette, which there's nothing in it. There's no vape, no nothing. It's just a plastic cigarette, the harmless cigarette. You can get it online. There's a little weight in there, so when you kind of draw on it, it feels like you're taking a drag of a cigarette. But it totally worked. So thank you for everything you do.
Oh, but thank you very much. And I, you know, it's great to hear that you're able to quit smoking. And I hope that, you know, there's more audience out there who has the courage to take that first step. And it's, you know, people like myself who are able to assist in those journeys. But it's great news. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Dr. Sam Kim, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I feel good. And if I can help you listeners, I will, because I'm telling you, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done.